Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We have already discussed in different Masechtas that there is something called a kinyan. A kinyan means an act of acquisition. If I buy something from you, okay, we make up, you're going to sell it to me, I'm going to give you money, I'm going to give you something else for it. But at what point does it become mine? What do I have to do that makes it mine? It depends what you're buying. Let's say I want to buy a behemoth. What makes it mine? With a behemoth, it's generally kinyan meshicha. If the behemoth picks up a front foot and a back foot and moves, that could be a kinyan meshicha. It doesn't mean I have to grab the behemoth and pull it. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn, even by riding on a behemoth, even if the behemoth is not moving yet, some say it has to lift the front and back foot, but by riding on a behemoth, that's a kinyan meshicha. Zak the Mishnah. Hayishnayim roichvin al gabi behemoth. Two people came before Bezin, and both are riding on a behemoth. Now this behemoth was Hefker. And both of these people come and they say, we got it. Or the second case in the Mishnah is, one person may be riding on the behemoth. It doesn't mean that he got the behemoth to move necessarily. But just by sitting on the behemoth lifted its front and back foot. The Echad Manik, and the other person, is guiding the behemoth with a stick. And through that the behemoth is moving. So both did a Maisa Kinyan in the behemoth. One by riding it, by sitting on it, effectively, and the other by guiding it. Zeh, the first one, Imer says, Kulishli, it's all mine. This behemoth was Hefker, I'm riding on it, I was Kaina it, even before the second person came. Whether the second person came and jumped on and also started riding, or he started guiding it. Zeh, the second person, Imer, he says, Kulishli, it's all mine. It was the other way around. I was riding the behemoth first, or I was guiding the behemoth first. Afterwards, he comes and jumps on it. So here too, like in the previous Mishnah, Zeh Yeshava, he should swear Shein Liba Pachas Mechetzia, he has no less than half. Vezeh Yeshava, and he should swear Shein Liba Pachas Mechetzia, and the other one does the same Shvua, V'yachloiku, and then they should sell the behemah and divide the money amongst themselves. However, the Mishnah concludes, Bizman Sheheim Moidim, if both agree that they picked up this Metzia together, even though they're disagreeing with each other, each one tying as it's all his, but sheyesh lehem edim, there are edim that come and say, it belongs to both of them. We saw them both take it together. Under these circumstances, chalkim, the two are going to divide either the beged in the previous Mishnah or the behema in this Mishnah, below Yishvua, they don't have to swear at all. Now, I understand if you're telling me that there are edim, so they don't have to swear. But why do you have to tell me that if they're both Maida, you divide it without a Shvua? Isn't that obvious? They're both Maida, so why should they have to swear? It's like each one is saying, half is mine. You only swear if there's some dispute, if there's something in question. So the Gemara answered that the Tan is actually teaching us a halacha, where the Tan is teaching us that HaMakbiya Metziya L'Chaveiroi Kana Chaveiroi. That means, let's say there's a Metziya laying on the street, and Reuven picks it up and says, you know, Shimon needs this. Let me take this for Shimon. Then Shimon is koine it through Reuven. And that's what happened over here. We're talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon picked up the talis, or Reuven and Shimon were riding on the animal, jumped on the animal that was Hefker, and both were thinking, ooh, me and my friend are going to be partners over here. So the halach is, and a chanami, each one is koine it for the other one, and they're taka partners. If a third person would come running and say, oh, let me grab this part of the Metzia. No. The whole Metzia already belongs to the two partners. Each one can pick it up for someone else. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we said if two people were riding on a behemoth, or one was riding and the other was guiding the behemoth, each one says it's all mine. So we're going to divide it, but each one's going to have to swear that he knows for sure, or that he really believes that he doesn't own less than half. But if both agree that they got it together, or there are edim that testify belongs to both of them, let's say the edim saw them pick it up together, then each one is going to get their half without having to swear.